With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Busy agenda for the Central Planning Authority when the board meets tomorrow. The CPA will consider an application for a 118-lot subdivision off Rex Crichton Boulevard, which is currently zoned low-density residential. There are multiple public objections as well as concerns flagged by the Department of Environment, as the application site contains tidally flooded mangrove forests, seasonally flooded mangrove forests, woodland, man-made lakes, natural ponds, and a dike channel. It's home to, quote, important natural resources like Grand Cayman parrots and mangroves. There's also a pitch for an uncontested mixed-use development with a commercial building, restaurant, six apartment buildings with 44 units, and four townhomes with 31 units off Linford Pearson Highway in Georgetown. The site is located within the South Sound drainage basin, which functions as a water catchment and storage basin, providing, quote, flood controls and stormwater retention. The CPA will also consider an application for a seven-story mixed-use building, pool, and gym on Mary Street, as well as a proposed commercial building by Grand Harbor at the corner of Crewe Road and Edgewater Way in Georgetown. The full agenda for Wednesday's public meeting is available at planning.ky. Celebrating Cayman Constitution Day at the Palace of Westminster, Monday evening the Cayman office in the United Kingdom celebrated Constitution Day with a reception at the Speaker's House in the Palace of Westminster.
Throughout the day, the Cayman Islands flag proudly flew in New Palace Yard, providing a powerful symbol of the Cayman Islands' place within the British family and marking Constitution Day at the heart of UK democracy.
Cayman Islands government representative to the UK, Dr. Tasha Ebanks-Garcia, tells Radio Cayman the reception brought together parliamentarians from across both houses of parliament and the political spectrum to celebrate the Cayman Islands' constitutional heritage and, quote, enduring partnership with the United Kingdom. And in other news, if you're looking to island hop this summer, the National Airline has a new offer for you. Cayman Airways has added extra flights between Grand Cayman and Honduras in response to increased travel demand. The extra flights will run on July 17th and 24th, as well as on August 7th.
The additional service provides greater flexibility for customers who are visiting friends and family or those who are looking for a unique summer getaway close to home.
Cayman Airways' Olivia Scott tells Radio Cayman the additional summer flights will complement the year-round weekly service between the two countries, which operates on Wednesday. For more information, head to caymanairways.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. President Zelensky has arrived in Turkey for a NATO summit expected to focus on backing Ukraine. Russia is increasing its missile attacks on civilian targets. Separately, some members fear a row with President Trump, who's also just arrived, on the issue of defence spending. President Macron is unharmed after two crude devices exploded in the Syrian capital Damascus near the hotel where he'd spent the night. He'd just departed to be received by President al-Sharaa. At least 18 people, including police, were injured. The parliamentary leader of France's far-right National Rally, Marine Le Pen, will find out shortly whether she can lead the party into next year's presidential election. A Paris court is deciding whether to overturn a ban and prison sentence given to her for embezzlement. Ukraine's intelligence service says the suspect in the bomb attack on a Ukrainian-born oligarch in Monaco has been found shot dead near Kyiv. It said two men with a police and intelligence background have been detained over the killing of the suspect, Anastasia Berezovska. Fighting in the Sudanese city of El Obeid is disrupting the delivery of life-saving aid. The Norwegian Refugee Council says families are at risk of extreme hunger. The International Maritime Organization is calling for the release of 44 crew members being held by pirates in Somali waters. They've been trapped for many weeks, running short of vital supplies and facing the constant threat of violence. A senior WHO official says Congo's Ebola outbreak is still expanding and has yet to stabilize. She said the movement of people in affected areas of the DRC was driving transmission. And the Constitutional Court in Kazakhstan has ruled that President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev is eligible to seek a second term under a newly enacted constitution. BBC News.